A storm is brewing for this weekend. You've likely heard the forecast by now that parts of our region could see a foot or more of snow starting on Saturday, and we'll learn soon enough exactly where and when and how hard the storm might hit. But here to talk us through what we might expect is a familiar voice to VPR listeners, meteorologist Mark Breen of the Eye on the Sky forecast out of the Fairbanks Museum. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Henry.
So first, in the big picture, what's this region likely to see from this storm system?
Well, this is a general kind of a classic-looking storm system, with much of the area seeing a foot or more of snow. It will tend to be focused a little bit more across southern sections, and some of our listeners up in the St. Lawrence Valley and up toward Montreal, you may see lesser amounts, say in the 6 to 8 inch range, but even that is a fairly decent snowstorm. So for most of us, there's a lot of shoveling ahead.
Right. So it's January, so a foot of snow in Vermont isn't exactly out of the ordinary, but the impacts could really vary depending on the type of snow that we get. So is this likely to be something light and fluffy or heavy and wet? Or somewhere in between?
Well, this is actually going to be a very cold storm. I think that's going to be one of the characteristics of it that'll be noteworthy. And that means that the snow in general should be fairly light, fairly less dense, I guess I should say. And that actually will help out in terms of the snow load on things like trees and power lines. We still are talking about a lot of snow, and so there's going to be perhaps some issues with that. But I think the fact that it'll be quite cold, the temperatures will only be in the single digits and teens during the height of the storm, means that the snow will tend to slide off the trees a little bit easier. And there'll also be some wind kicking up that I think will have a chance to remove some of the snow off some of the trees and power lines before it builds up too much.
And how long might the storm last?
We expect the snow to start arriving tomorrow afternoon, say between, as early as 1 or 2 o'clock in parts of the Adirondacks, and not reaching western New Hampshire until maybe toward dark. But from there, the heaviest of the snow should be tapering off midday and early afternoon on Sunday. But through the northern mountains, as is typical, once the storm goes on by, additional snow and snow showers may linger in the northern mountains right through Sunday night.
And so what are some of the larger forces behind the storm in the atmosphere that are bringing us, a big, substantial snowfall?
Well, the storm's track is coming all the way from parts of Texas and Oklahoma on a northeasterly track that's heading it right up through the Ohio Valley and just along the southern New England coastline. So unlike a storm that forms along the coast and brings in lots of ocean moisture, much of the moisture for this is coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, and that's a rich source of moisture, and it's kind of channeling it right along the edge of Arctic air that's going to be moving in later on tonight. And so it's almost a kind of a perfect setup for an extended area of some fairly heavy snow going all the way from Ohio and Pennsylvania right up through Maine.
And just finally, we've heard a little bit recently about the polar vortex phenomenon coming down into our region a little bit more. Is that involved in any way here, just given that we're expecting such cold air along with the snow?
Well, not the entire polar vortex, but there's certainly going to be a fairly large piece of it that'll drop southward through the Great Lakes and mostly a little bit to our west. And for snow lovers, that's actually somewhat ideal. It gives us enough cold air. The cold will be centered a little bit farther to the west, but it makes room for the storms to move along its edge. And so we can perhaps anticipate that this may not be the last snowstorm we'll see.
That's meteorologist Mark Breen of the Fairbanks Museum. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry.